O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Peter 3, verses 18 through 22. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Baptize My Mind by John Foreman. Lively guitar, xylophone, wind instruments, and shaker combine in a highly rhythmic pattern. The verses done in this style contrast with the more lyrical, quiet chorus, which is a request for baptism in all of the spiritual senses of the word. The chorus ends with the idea of dying to self to receive life, and immediately the joyful instruments pick up their pattern again.
Solid ground. Seeking, always seeking, never seeking what I found. Hey, baptize my mind. Hey, baptize my eyes. Hey, baptize my mind. For these seeds to give birth to life, first they must die. Both my hands are filled with guilt.
Be my absolution.
First Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, in which he also went and made proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in the past were disobedient when God patiently waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared. In it, that is, eight people were saved through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers subject to him.
How do we face suffering without losing our spiritual resolve and joy? What keeps us going when we're tempted to give in to discouragement and give up on hope? We need to know that Christ is beside us, but that he first went before us. He is our champion as he triumphed through his suffering. Now, there are some wild aspects to our text, but the overall truth is clear. Jesus wins. He is now victorious at the right hand of God, and 1 Peter 3's vision of him strengthens our resolve and warms our hearts to soldier on. First in our text, we're encouraged by his atoning death on the cross, a gift that we must never forget. Verse 18, "For Christ also died once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous." Christ died because of our inattention, our rebellion, our indifference, our discontent, and our deluded love for him and for others. Isaiah 59:2 says, "Your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God." But Jesus paid for our iniquities and closed that breach between God and us. So we never forget his death. But second in our passage, we see that Jesus was made alive in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison. Now here's one possible interpretation of this phrase. The spirits are imprisoned demons or fallen angels who influenced human rebellion during the days of Noah. When the New Testament uses the word spirits, it almost always refers to spiritual beings, not people. And 1 Peter 3:22 says that the risen Jesus is now at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. So Jesus triumphed over all of it. When he was raised and when he ascended to the right hand of the Father, it's as though he was proclaiming victory over all that opposed him, especially in the unseen spiritual realm. Peter goes on to say that in baptism, God gives us a sanctuary with Christ. Baptism, which corresponds to Noah and his family passing through the waters of judgment safely, baptism now saves you. Not as a removing of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. In other words, God stamps us as his own. He shows that we are ultimately safe in Christ. He also says that we can live for him in morally murky times. And so we need to hear that we share in Christ's victory when we're hurting or doubting, or our kids and grandkids are having a difficult time fitting in at school and feeling lonely. We can conceive of all of this by considering the game of chess. What our passage is saying is that Jesus has checkmated. He has finally won, and he claims victory over all that opposes him. But we as his people must still play out all the moves and finish the game in light of his checkmating darkness. And so I encourage you to pray with this vision of Jesus. Father, strengthen me with the knowledge that Jesus died for me, and he rose and ascended over all principalities and dominions for me. Help me to soldier on with hope and joy.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. for the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.